CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners, this is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 megahertz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday the 16th of August 2026, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you'll find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. Apply for the new RSGB Training and Development Lead Honorary Officer vacancy. Get ready for National Coding Week 2026. Build a Radio Workshop at the RSGB National Radio Centre. The RSGB is launching a new Training and Development Lead Pilot. This is a 12-month volunteer honorary officer role for someone who cares deeply about how people learn, progress and stay active in amateur radio. The pilot will focus on listening, mapping, evidence gathering and supporting the training community. If you enjoy connecting people and want to build bridges across the training landscape, this role could be for you. To find out more about the role, go to the RSGB website at rsgb.org/volunteers. To discuss the role informally, please contact Board Director Graham Smith, G4NMD, via Golf for November Mike Delta at rsgb.org.uk. Applications close on the 18th of September, and interviews will take place during the week of the 28th of September this year. National Coding Week returns between the 14th and 20th of September, bringing a fantastic opportunity for radio amateurs of all ages to build confidence in digital skills and explore the world of programming. This year, the RSGB Outreach Team has released three coding activities designed especially for National Coding Week. These are available on the RSGB website via rsgb.org/coding for all members to enjoy, and they will also be shared directly with youth groups. You'll also find a coding feature in the September edition of RADCOM. The RSGB National Radio Centre at Bletchley Park is hosting another of its popular Build Your Own Radio workshops. Morning and afternoon sessions will be held on Thursday the 27th of August and will offer young people aged between 12 and 18 the opportunity to learn more about amateur radio and electronics. The workshops are funded by the Radio Communications Foundation and allow participants to build their own VHF FM broadcast receiver, which they can take home with them. Attendance at the workshop costs £11. You can find out more and secure your place by selecting the What's On menu at bletchleypark.org.uk. The RSGB has launched some new web pages demonstrating how amateur radio aligns with the STEM curriculum. If you want to give back to the hobby, why not consider becoming a registered STEM ambassador for amateur radio? The RSGB has a team of volunteers who are STEM ambassadors. Why not join them? You can find out how you can get involved at rsgb.org/SierraTangoEchoMike. The IARU has published the fourth edition of Ethics and Operating Procedures for the Radio Amateur, bringing together updated guidance and best practice for radio amateurs around the world. The latest edition also includes improved accessibility features for those with visual impairments. It's a useful reminder of the operating standards, courtesy and good practice that help make amateur radio enjoyable for everyone. The RSTB welcomes this updated guide and is particularly pleased that the RSTB Operating Advisory Service Coordinator, Ian Stewart, GM4 AUP, was among those who contributed to its development. The Society would like to thank Ian and everyone involved. To find out more and read the new edition, go to tinyurl.com/Romeo Sierra Golf Bravo-Echo Oscar Papa. The RSGB is deeply saddened to learn of the death of Peter Chadwick, Golf 3 Romeo Zulu Papa, a former president and life vice president of the society, and one of the most knowledgeable and respected technical figures in British amateur radio. Peter worked tirelessly for the RSGB, IARU, and for all radio amateurs through his spectrum, technical and regulatory work. Read a full tribute to Peter at rsgb.org/Sierra Kilo. On Saturday the 12th of September, lots of amateur radio stations will be on the air to take part in the Churches and Chapels on the Air event, also known as CHOTA. The event will take place from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. Those stations will be working on a variety of bands and modes. Most operating will take place on the 40-meter band using SSB. More details are available at Whiskey Alpha Charlie Romeo Alpha Lima .org. The 14th Scottish Microwave Roundtable, GMRT 2026, will take place between 10:30 a.m. and 5 p.m. on Saturday, the 31st of October this year, at the Museum of Communication, Burnt Island, Fife. An interesting program of speakers has been arranged. Microwave test facilities will be provided, and there will be an opportunity to buy components and microwave-related items. An optional dinner will be held in the evening at the Kingswood Hotel, Burnt Island. Full information and online registration are available at gmroundtable.org.uk. Alternatively, email Colin, gm4hwo, via golfmike4hotelwhiskeyoscar@gmail.com for more information. The numbers for the day event are limited to 50, so please book early to avoid disappointment. And now for details of rallies and events. There are three rallies taking place today. The North Wales Amateur Radio Group Rally and Tabletop Sale takes place at the Bryn Cadnoe Community Centre, Upper Colwyn Bay. The doors open at 10 a.m. and the entry fee is £3. Light refreshments are available. Rugby Amateur Transmitting Society Rally at Prince Thorpe College, Prince Thorpe Rugby, CV23 9PY. It's also today. The doors open to the public from 10 a.m. More details are available at Romeo Uniform Golf, Bravo Yankee, Alpha Tango Sierra .co.uk. And the West Manchester Radio Club Red Rose Summer Rally takes place at Mather Hall, Mather Lane, Lee, WN7 2PJ. The doors open at 10 a.m. For more information and bookings, contact rally at whiskeymikeromeocharlie.co.uk. Now the special event news. Thornbury and South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club has its annual Field Weekend on Saturday the 22nd and Sunday the 23rd of August in this month in a field off Hook Street, Barclay, postcode GL13 9TH. All are welcome to visit or catch us on the air. Club call sign Golf X-ray 4 Alpha Bravo Charlie. For further details, contact the secretary by email at secretary@TandoSierraGolfAlphaRomeoCharlie.uk. Members of the Scarborough Amateur Radio Society will be operating as Golf Bravo 400 SCA on the HF bands between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. on Sunday the 23rd of August from the grounds of Scarborough Castle. The call sign celebrates Scarborough 400, marking 400 years since Scarborough became the UK's original seaside resort when health-giving spa waters were discovered in the cliffs above the beach. This led to the start of seaside tourism in 1626, and the idea of seaside holidays subsequently spread throughout the UK. Now the DX News. Special event station EN35 UKR is active until the 30th of August to mark the 35th anniversary of Ukraine's independence. QSL via Logbook of the World or direct via UT2 UCN. Curtis MW0 USK and Kevin MW9 KJC are operating as Golf Bravo 64 Mike Oscar Delta until the 31st of August. The special event station is active to celebrate the spirit of the mod movement through amateur radio. Find out more at Golf Bravo 64 Mike Oscar Delta.co.uk. 9A10 SOTA is a special call sign celebrating 10 years of SOTA, Croatia. Look out for activity until the 30th of September. QSL via Logbook of the World. Sands Victor Kilo 4 Whiskey X-Ray Whiskey has returned to Willis Island, OC007, and will be stationed at the Australian Bureau of Meteorology's Weather Monitoring Facility until late October or early November. It expects to be increasingly active in the coming weeks and operates SSB and FT8 on the 40, 20, 15 and 10 meter bands with a vertical antenna. QSL via M0OXO's OQRS. Now the contest news. Tomorrow, 17th of August, the RSGB FD4 series contest runs from 1900 until 2100 UTC using FD4 on the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted. The exchange is your report. On Tuesday the 18th, the RSGB 1.3 GHz UK activity contest runs from 1900 until 2130 UTC. Using all modes on 1.3 gigs, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. On Thursday the 20th, the RSGB 70 MHz UK activity contest runs from 1900 until 2130 UTC. Using all modes on the 4 meter band, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. And on Sunday the 23rd of August, the UK Microwave Group High Band contest runs from 0800 until 1700 UTC using all modes on the 5.7 and 10 GHz bands. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. This is Golf Bravo to Romeo Sierra from amateur radio station Golf 4 Tango Romeo November, located in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday the 13th of August 2026. The 2026 solar eclipse is done and dusted, so we can get back to normal HF propagation predictions. The solar flux index dropped below 100 this week, which is more symbolic than anything. But it shows where we are heading as solar cycle 25 drops away. The SFI was 99 on the 13th of August with 5 sunspot groups visible on the solar surface. Activity has been settled with only 12 minor C-class solar flares over the past 7 days. The KP index has remained low over the past few days with just one excursion to 5.33 on the 8th of August thanks to an incoming solar wind stream from a coronal mass ejection. Otherwise, it has been mainly in the 1s and 2s, which bodes well for HF. Sporadic effects are still showing up on HF. Well, we haven't yet seen the first signs of an autumnal change in conditions. Apart from the Dorb Digison, says that the maximum usable frequency, MUF, over a 3,000 km path only got as high as 16.8 MHz at noon on the 12th of August. There were excursions up to 21.5 MHz later in the day, but this suggests that 15 and 17 meters are opening now and again. So keep an eye on the bands. It may sound quiet, but they may be open at any time. DX to be worked this week includes A50QO from Bhutan, 3B9 / SQ9UM in Rodrigues Island, J68TT from St. Lucia, C6AUB in the Bahamas from the 19th of August, OJ0JR and OJ0YL from Market Reef, and RI1FJL from Franz Josef Land. Next week, NOAA predicts that the SFI may remain around the 100 to 115 mark. We may have unsettled geomagnetic conditions around the 17th to 19th of August, with predicted maximum KV index of 5. More settled conditions are forecast for the 20th of August onwards, with a maximum KV of 2. So it looks like later next week and next weekend will be best for HFDX. And now the VHF and up-propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. The long spell of settled weather in most southern parts of the country may get a shake-up during next week as the high pressure to the east of the country weakens to allow low pressure to move in, bringing some much-needed rain. Northwestern parts of the UK have had cloudier spells with patchy rain recently, and there will be more to come next week. The result is that any trough effects will be tailing off after this weekend, and then it will be the turn of rain scatter as more unsettled weather arrives. Meteor scatter is probably going to ease back slightly after the peak of the Perseids meteor shower last week, but there will still be a random component to keep these going, so stick to the hours of dawn for best results. The solar conditions have shown the occasional increase in the KV index, but not enough to get too excited about possible aurora. It's still worth keeping an eye out for values going above KV of 6, though. We're still in the sporadic E season, and the recent input of Perseus meteor debris has provided some new fuel for sporadic E. It is by no means all over. The DX cluster maps give a very good idea of the current directions that might prove rewarding. The main North Atlantic jet stream will run across the UK into Scandinavia, so the parts to the east and northeast could do well, together with the usual parts to the south. In general, it's still the time of year to check in the morning and again late afternoon for signs of sporadic E activity, and if the bands seem quiet then, call CQ. For EME operators, we've passed maximum moon declination and minimum path losses for the month, but there's still a few more days of usable moon time next week if you have a low horizon. Minimum declination and apogee are still over a week away. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Please note that details of all RSGB affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. This is meetings only for my coverage in South West England and all of Wales. Starting with England, Blackmore Vale Amateur Radio Society meets at the New Remembrance Hall, Charlton, Shaftesbury, SP70PL at 7:30 PM on Tuesdays. Callington and District Amateur Radio Society members meet for a chat on GB3JL every Monday from 8 PM. Guests and visitors to Southeast Cornwall are always welcome on the net and at the Engine House Cafe every Wednesday from 1:30 PM. Visit callingtonradiosociety.org.uk for more details. Christchurch Amateur Radio Society members are operating GB5HCL from Hurst Castle Lighthouse today for International Lighthouse and Lightship Weekend. Exeter Amateur Radio Society meets on the first and third Tuesdays of the month at America Hall in the Sunnylands Room, Billaroo Way, Pinhoe, Exeter, EX4, 8PX. Meetings are held at 7 PM. Flight Refueling Amateur Radio Society has club nights from 7 p.m. on Sundays and Wednesdays. The Society holds a Morse Academy on Thursdays from 7 p.m. Gordano Amateur Radio Group meets on the 4th Wednesday of every month from 8 p.m. at the Ship, 310 Down Road, Portishead, North Somerset, BS20 8JT. North Bristol Amateur Radio Club meets every Friday at Page Community Association, Page Road, Staple Hill, Bristol, BS16 4NE. Meetings start at 7 p.m. and talks start at 8 p.m. Thornbury and South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7:30 p.m. at the Chantry, Thornbury. Trowbridge and District Amateur Radio Club's meeting on Wednesday at 8 p.m. is a club on-air activity and natter night. Western Supermare Radio Society meets at 7:30 p.m. every Monday at Western Supermare Social Club. And over in Wales, Aberconfig and District Amateur Radio Club meets on Wednesdays from 7 p.m. at Thondee Railway Club, Station of Broach, Bridge End, CF32 9DY. Barry Amateur Radio Society has a club night on Tuesdays from 7:30 p.m. at Sully Sports and Social Club, CF64 5SP. Carmarthen Amateur Radio Society is holding an illustrated talk on NVIS propagation with the sun's influence by Andy GW0JLX, who will be looking at getting the best out of the methodology known as near vertical incidence skywave. The meeting on Tuesday starts at 6:30 p.m. at the User Club venue in Cwmdeyrd, Carmarthenshire. Light refreshments will be available. Chepstow District Amateur Radio Society meets on the first and third Tuesday of every month from 7 p.m. in the Scout Hut next to the British Legion on Grahamstown Road, Sedbury, Chepstow, NP16 7AD. Cwmbrannan District Amateur Radio Society has a club night on Wednesdays from 7 p.m. at Hentless Village Hall, NP44 6JZ. Dragon Amateur Radio Club members are operating GB2TD for Lighthouses on the Air at Penmon Coast Guard Station today. They have a club night tomorrow at Canolfan Escaifiog Gywen, and it includes a junk sale. On Saturday, club members will operate GB200PYB from Ceres Newydd and Glyn Menai Caer to celebrate the Menai Bridge's 200th anniversary. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubino Recreation Club, Llandudel, Cardiff, CF14 6EA at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. Holy Island Amateur Radio Club meets at the Boathouse Hotel, Holyhead, on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Finlesley Amateur Radio Society meets at the Swiss Valley Community Centre from 7 p.m. every Monday. Newport Amateur Radio Society has no meetings in August, but will resume activities in September. North Wales Amateur Radio Group's rally and tabletop sale is at the Bryn Cadno Community Centre from 10 a.m. today. The meeting tomorrow is a radio and chat night. Rhondda Amateur Radio Society meets at Elstrud Rhondda Sports Centre, CF41 7SY, on Tuesdays between 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. St. Tibby Amateur Radio Society meets on Tuesdays at the Portable Cabin next to Sarin Hall, SA18 3LN, from 7:30 p.m. Uskside Amateur Radio Club holds its club night on Tuesdays, starting at 7:30 p.m. in the High Cross Community Hall, Church Close, Rogerston, Newport, NP10 9SH. That ends this week's GB2RS news broadcast, brought to you by John, Golf 4 Tango, Romeo, November. It is compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RSTP website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.com. irishgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays. The RSGB retains the copyright of the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, rsgb.org. The full schedule of GB to RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB to RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be opened after closing soon under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week from the GB2RS news team.